You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Selena Gomez is back with us tonight.
Yay!
Hi!
Hello.
Now, how long has it been since she was last on the show? I'm trying to think.
Last October, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was a while ago. So, since then, you've obviously been very busy with the new album.
Yes.
And everything else.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I recorded the new record and I ended my show and my movie came out. It's been really fun.
It's been a busy
time. This is the movie Monte Carlo.
Yes.
So for anyone who's not seen the trailers yet or knows who's in it, give us a bit of a brief synopsis.
Well, Catherine Tate is in it, which I know that everybody's a big fan of. She's amazing. Leighton Meester, Katie Cassidy, and Corey Monteith from Glee's in the movie as well. Basically, it's like a romantic comedy slash adventure about three girls that travel to Europe to have an amazing vacation, and it ends up being awful, and they bump into a British heiress that I also play, and they trade lives with her without her knowing, and it's really funny. It's like more of a comedy.
Okay, and playing a British heiress for you, what was it like mastering the British accent?
It was really weird. I was nervous because I had no idea. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to totally butcher this. And when it comes out in the UK, everybody's going to be mad. But we worked really hard on it. I had a coach and it was really fun. And we kind of made her very posh. It was nice.
This is your third album now with the scene, isn't it?
Yes.
Seems crazy to think that you've actually just been churning out this music and everyone loves it. Is there a different sense to this album? Did you go into it with a different attitude at all?
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting older, so it's just kind of nice to experiment and explore that a little bit. And this record is really fun. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of fun European, like, techno beats, and we have really fun, like, cheeky, fun lyrics.
Pixie Lott is credited on the album as well. What kind of involvement did she have in it? Because she's obviously a massive success here in the UK.
Yes, I love Pixie so much. I think she's so talented and she's beautiful. There is a song on my album called We Own the Night that I actually named my upcoming tour. And it's a beautiful, like, ballady, really fun, upbeat song as well. It's a mixture of both. And she wrote the song and she actually performed the song, and I loved it so much I asked if I could keep some of her vocals on. So she has a lot you can hear a lot of Pixie in the song, and I featured her on the album.
Let's play the song. Can you introduce your latest single for us, Selena?
Yes. I'm Selena Gomez and this is my new song, Who Says.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Selena Gomez still with us tonight.
Hurrah! Now, we've already sort of said that you being so young, being in the spotlight all the time, having so much success already, is it quite hard to keep your feet on the ground?
I could see where it would be hard. The thing is, I don't expect anything, like I said before, and my mom comes with me everywhere, so I have my family with me, and I have friends that support me but really love me. So it's just nice to have good people that influence you to stay good. So I've been lucky when it comes to that.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there have been always going to be photos of you all over the place. I read somewhere that you find it quite uncomfortable when you see photos of you in a bikini, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that was probably taken out of context a little bit. Yeah. What I meant by that was how I don't understand how a 40-year-old man with a camera can take pictures of an 18-year-old girl in a bikini. Like, I don't understand that.
No,
I meant. It's very awkward and very uncomfortable for me.
The fans would be angry with us if we didn't ask how things are with him indoors.
Oh, the lovely boy.
Oh, I was like, what? The paparazzi?
No, not them.
Indoors, the paparazzi.
No, the nice guys.
I'm very good. I'm very happy. I'm good.
And can I just say, I'm really glad you guys got together because you've known each other for years, haven't you? And it's just like, just a really sweet couple. And can I just say boo to all the haters? There's some nasty people sometimes who say horrible things. And I'm like, do you know what? Get over it.
This is their waving the flag, the romance flag.
Yeah.
We love that.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're all for the love with Selena and Justin. It's good.
So sweet. Thank you.
Selena, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the album and stuff and the tour. And we will see you again soon, hopefully.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Selena, thank you.
Bye.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Pixie Lott is back.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya. We've missed you, Pix. Where have you been?
Oh, I've missed you. I've been working hard.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. They're not working you too hard, though, are they?
No, just, you know, the usual
12-hour day every day, that kind of thing. No breaks, no holidays.
not that you're whinging.
Before you went back into the studio, did you get a chance to have a holiday, put your feet up for a little bit?
I didn't, actually. Well, I had Christmas, and then I started in January, but I've been in the studio since then, but a couple of weeks ago I went to LA to do the video and the new photos and what have you. And then when
I
got back
I thought you said nude photos. I was like,
new photos.
Alex.
New photos. but then when I came back, I went on a little holiday with my two best friends and it was really fun. I went to Greece.
Do you get recognised everywhere you go nowadays?
Well, when I was in Cos, I was wearing, first of all, because we were having fun and like dressing up and stuff, because it was fun. And I was wearing like a brown wig quite a lot. And then I've also got a blonde wig that's like kind of like long. And my friend was wearing that. And she was wearing like a plait round her head as well. So her hair kind of looked like my old hair, how I used to wear it with like the headband and stuff. And people heard that I was kind of like in the town or whatever. And people were going up to my best friend and asking her for her autograph. And I had to take all the pictures. And I was like, okay.
Did you ever let on? Did you say, actually, it's me?
No. I was just enjoying it. I was just kind of like watching it happen. And what this one girl came up to me and was like, by the way, I know Pixie Lott because I know her brother's sister's girlfriend's cousin's sister and you're not her. So can you stop? I was like, what? Okay.
But you're like, really? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So All About Tonight, is this setting the standard for the album? Is it massively upbeat and proper sort of pop anthems?
There's a couple, but there's a lot that's kind of more soulful and more kind of in that vein of things. That's a good mixture, I feel.
Did you get to choose any of your own producers this time? Did you get to say, I'd like to work with so-and-so?
Yeah, I went back to the same people that I worked well with on the first record. So that was good. That was worthwhile. And I worked with a couple of people that I really liked. Like, I wrote a song with John Legend and... I did. There's this one kind of soul-y track that Stevie Wonder plays the harmonica on.
Wow.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm such big fans of both of them. So I was like, over the moon. And it kind of happened really naturally, like just because we have the same friends.
Did you actually get to meet up with Stevie as he did that? Or?
Yeah. No, we went out for dinner and stuff with our friends and his family. And they were all so nice and just like... So welcoming and just really lovely people.
Pixie, can you introduce your brand new single for us and we'll play it on In Demand now?
Sure. Okay, so this is my new single and it's called All About Tonight.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Pixie's still with us tonight. Now, we played the new single a little earlier and it's proper putting on your heels, like you do say at the beginning of the song, getting ready for a girly night out, we imagine.
Exactly.
So is this the kind of thing that you've been... Have you been practising this yourself? Have you been practising getting in the mood for plenty of nights out? Because this is going to be an anthem everywhere now, isn't
it? Well, you do like to... I think when I get ready with my friends or when I'm out, there is a song that you do kind of want to listen to kind of like gear you up for it and kind of get you excited. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. So I'm excited that I hope people like it as well.
For you, when you're getting ready, do you have a song or a particular album that you listen to?
Good question. I change it all the time. Like it depends what album I'm into. Like sometimes I've always found we put on like MGMT and stuff like that because that's kind of anthemy, isn't it? It kind of gets you going.
I love Kids. That always gets me in a good mood.
Yeah, definitely.
And Electric Feel as well.
Yeah, Time to Pretend.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Have you found though that this time in terms of lyrically and what you're writing about, it's changed because you've grown up more?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first album I started to do when I was like 14 and there's one song that I wrote that I sang when I was 14 and I think I've grown up a lot since then. So yeah, some of the topics and like just some of the sounds of the songs do sound a bit more mature. There's still some fun stuff, but there's a lot of more mature stuff in there as well, which I
like. Amazing. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for chatting. Pixie, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. It's Tuesday night. You can find us online at twitter.com/AlexandLucy and text 63103 starting your message demand. And this evening, Will Young.
Yay! Yay! I'm clapping myself.
That's always fine. You're allowed to do it. We like to make everyone feel good.
I was doing little geisha claps, man.
that how they clap? Do they do tiny claps? We should change the claps according to each guest. We should fashion.
Yes. Okay, so like you get a nice clap every time.
Yeah. Whenever you return. It's been, well, nearly 2 years since we last saw you.
Is it that long?
It's been a long time.
Since the greatest hits. When was that?
Is that 2 years? No, last year. I can't remember.
It feels like ages ago.
I came up to see for the festival. To see that Damon Albarn's opera.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, welcome back to our abode.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Oh, well, this is my second home, Manchester.
This this cardi you've got on looks quite comfy.
Thank you. It's my mum's.
Yeah, amazing.
I stole
it's
it.
Mummy Young.
I stole it on Sunday. She's not happy with me.
You could fit both me and Lucy in each pocket.
I know.
Though,
and she's, and only carries around. She's only a wee woman.
Is it Jaeger?
It's Paul Smith.
Because mums often wear Jaeger Paul Smith.
My mum's quite cool.
I like your mum.
No, she's... You'll find her... I kept on running into her at Glastonbury this year. I was like, oh, hi again. Hi. She goes, what have you seen? I've seen the Chemical Brothers. I went to the dance tent. I went to see Coldplay. You know,
I can just see her throwing some shapes of block rocking beats.
She's a good mover, Mrs. Young. Yeah, she's a good mover. Way cooler than me.
Are you happy to stick with us for the next hour or so? Well, 50 minutes till 8 o'clock. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
We're going to take questions on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Brave enough for that. That's cool.
I'm up for it.
We're going to have a little retrospective look back down memory lane and stuff like
this
that.
This is your life.
Celebrate the 10 years
it's
of
It's the cheap version of This Is Your Life. We might not have a gold plaque or anything at the end, but we can offer you tea and biscuits.
That's all I want.
Oh, excellent.
Happy?
I'm very happy.
Amazing. This is Chris Brown and Justin Bieber. More from Will Young on In Demand very soon. Alex and Lucy and Will Young
Sorry, we're just having a bit
doing
of a
right old gossip.
A gossip about Made in Chelsea, little discussion.
Made in Essex, Made in Chelsea, love it all.
Trash telly.
I know.
Tell her to not watch it, please.
No,
it does
like
my head in.
Peter Andre.
Yeah.
He's on a lot of holidays, doesn't he?
He does. It's funny how they all seem to be free.
Yeah, I wonder who pays
it's
for
it. Amazing.
We are celebrating a decade of you, sir.
Yes. Celebrations. I know. A decade. That makes me feel very old.
Have you been out and celebrated that yourself yet? Actually gone, whoa, it's been 10 years since I won.
Well, I will celebrate when I move into my new house, which will be end of August, beginning of September. So I'm going to have a big like party in the garden. Fancy dress. Very welcome to come.
Amazing.
You can come as anything you want.
Okay. So come as someone from Made in Chelsea or the other way is Essex.
Yeah, no, well,
do you have a standard fancy dress?
I don't. I like to try anything, really. I once went as Gaga with the lobster hat. I've done that.
Real lobster?
No. But off the internet, plastic. Spray paint silver.
It's good effort, that, though, Luke.
Well, you know, for these things, you've got to try. It's funny, though. Fancy dress, you often find you spend more on a fancy dress outfit than you do for a normal night out outfit.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to go to a fancy dress party and it was pop stars,
and
you can't go as yourself, who would you go as?
I always, no matter what the theme, go as a granny.
A granny?
To any fancy dress
Subo.
Party. Well,
she looks really like a granny. Though, yeah, but she looks like
poor
one.
Poor Subo. She's not that old, is she?
No, but she might not be that old. But
she could be past, yeah. She,
no, think more probably. Super gran. Yeah. Oh. But the thing is, it all came about because I was meant to be going to a farmyard animals party. It's quite weird, isn't it? Theme. And I tried to go as a sheep and I had... So I got a old school, you know, bath hat and stuck cotton wool onto
bath
it. And then my friend was like, you just look like a sheep. Oh, like a granny. So I went as a granny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of grannies that look after farmyards and just hang around farmyards.
Well, the sad thing is I've now got quite a few granny outfits. I just have one.
You just have to wrap a curtain around you, like a Paisley-style curtain or something like that.
Always a handbag. You need the handbag.
So is the 10 years... to the date, the day the single comes out, is that August 21st? Was that the date of your first audition?
No, I think it was just before, actually, the first audition. I can't quite remember. Mm. It was in August, yeah. Yeah, I know. That is terrifying. It was so scary.
Have you ever watched it back on YouTube? Yeah, have you ever watched it?
Yeah, it was dreadful. I do some awful dance. I'm amazed they put me through. I mean, what did...
They must have.
I reckon they needed more boys, so they were like, oh, just put this one through.
He'll do.
Otherwise, he'll carry on dancing. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of cool because I look at Evergreen and then now I look at Jealousy and there's such a difference in the music. Mm. And that I feel really proud about that because I think there's been a... You know, you've got to evolve as a singer and as a songwriter.
We're all real artists now. Do you know what I mean? You're not just churning out stuff that's been put in front of you or anything like that, like some people do. So
yeah, and I think, I suppose... when I look back on the 10 years, Leave Right Now is a big change for me to suddenly do my own things and have the time to do my own things, because, you know, the first album was so busy. So I've always tried to just sort of do things that make me happy and I believe in, rather than just like churning out the same. You know, some people would just be happy just churning out songs like Leave Right Now the whole time, but I think that would get really boring.
I always love Switch On.
I love Switch It On.
And the video is amazing.
That's my next sort of highlight after that, because that was a really, and you know, I really enjoyed that. The new video for Jealousy, I'm a trapeze artist.
Now, I was wondering what this is about.
You always do something different.
Yeah, because
videos.
You've got a tattoo on your back, haven't you, in the video?
I got, it's a fake tattoo, yeah, of from an old circus book of this lady, yeah, and I play a trapeze artist that basically gets dropped from being one of the heroes of the trapeze troupe.
Right.
But I had to do it properly without a harness, and I forgot, and I came up with the idea that I'm scared of heights.
Not the best idea.
Not the best idea at all.
Are you now cured?
Kind of. Right. I mean, at one stage, you have to put chalk on your hands to kind of like stop you sweating. And literally, I was sweating so much that the chalk was running off my hands.
Oh my God.
But I managed to do it.
Yeah. Yay!
Yeah, and I got to wear some spandex. So.
Well, there's nothing, but it's quite comfy, really, isn't
really
it?
Really comfy, yeah. But not very forgiving, I would say.
No, I guess not, if you're a man.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Ashamed of. Well,
that was a bit obscene, actually, but yeah.
Did you see Beyoncé at Glastonbury this year?
Yes, I did.
I saw you backstage.
Did
just
you?
From far.
Was I with wig or without wig?
You had a hat on.
Oh, did I, yeah.
I think it was the Sunday. When
I wasn't dressed as a granny, by the way.
No.
Yeah, Beyoncé was amazing. She I had quite a chilled Glastonbury, actually, this year. I didn't sort of rush around that much. But it was great, yeah, really, really great. There's always a moment in Glastonbury when you lose your sense of humour, always.
Yeah.
And I got stuck with my friends on what I can only describe as the M25 of Glastonbury, where they just kettle you around.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine, because it makes sense. But I lost it. I was like, I want to go home, I don't want to do this anymore.
No.
It was really muddy.
Yeah.
It becomes a bit of a chore.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, but I came through the other side and was mincing away to some song.
Gonna take you back to Final Night. This is Beyoncé on In Demand. More with Will after Best Thing I Never Had. Goes around, comes back
you demand.
Hello, is that Will Young?
Hello, it's Will Young. I really want to hear my new song, Jealousy. I think Will Young's great. Is he gay?
Are you gay?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was going to ask you on a date and everything. Introduce your new song for us, Will.
Oh, hello. I can change the voice now. Hello, I'm Will Young. And this is my new song, Jealousy. Oh, yeah, I love it. Take
it all back. It's new for Will Young. You can download it from the 21st of August.
I'm back. I love that, Will Young.
It's called Jealousy.
It's my favourite. I want to touch him and kiss him and cover him in oil.
Or his lovely.
Shall I stop now?
No, carry on.
And add that to kidnap him and maybe keep him in the cupboard.
Do you have any weird fans like that who go a bit too far? Never? They're all lovely.
No. There's been a few funny ones over the years, yeah.
Do you eat fan-baked food?
No, God, Lucy, not even. We don't even do that.
Well, because fans bake foods for their favourite stars, like cookies and things. Have you ever eaten fan food?
Yes.
And it's been fine. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Let's do some Twitter questions.
Chloe would like to know your favourite and worst Christmas present you've ever received.
Oh!
Something from a fan, maybe.
Odour Eaters. That was from my uncle once. They were really bad.
That's
the worst one, by the way, not the best one.
Yeah, that's bad.
Best one, Hungry Hippos.
Yeah!
Came amazing.
Always good.
And have you tried it with Skittles?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so if you win, do you get to eat all the Skittles?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great game.
Yeah.
But Maltesers work? Are they too big?
Yeah, they work.
Yeah, right, excellent. Any sweet that's round.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day, paracetamol.
Excellent, yeah, that's good.
Sorry, can you just move the mic slightly towards your mouth?
Sorry, yeah.
The only problem with Hungry Hippos is your parents buy it for you thinking, oh, that'll take up some time, and then the noise it makes
it's
them regret
noisy.
It instantly.
Yeah, very noisy.
Sue would like to know, what's your favourite track off the new album apart from Jealousy?
At the moment, it's a track called Hearts on Fire. Yeah.
That sounds quite dramatic.
Well, it's kind of... I wrote it with Keish Mauve, who I wrote Jealousy with, and it's sort of in the same vein, and I just... I'm loving it. It's tragic. It's like on in my car and I sing along to it. It's really sad, isn't it?
No, it's your song, so it's fine.
I just love it. I love the record so much.
How do you go through a process of actually... Because you record a song, it goes on an album, and then it might become a single. Do you then have to relearn it to perform it on TV shows and stuff like that?
It's weird. Sometimes, like, I'm doing this ITV special at the end of August, 27th of August, like a one-hour music special, and it's weird taking it from the studio then to live, because it does, it's a weird kind of, I can't think of the word, change, yeah. Mm. So that takes a bit of getting used to, yeah. And also, I'm really bad at remembering lyrics.
Oh, not great if you're a singer.
No, really, yeah. I'm kind of in the wrong job.
What words do you use to replace ones that you forget?
I do this trick. Like, and it feels like... And I, like, step away from the mic, yeah.
We all do that when we sing along to songs, though. Yeah, we always forget lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jody would like a shout-out.
Jody, shout-out.
Jody, shout-out. I love you. I want to kidnap you.
Sam Strouty Ralph says... Ask him if he's gay. Are you gay?
I am gay. I'm a big gay.
Yes, oh. I am. I think that was ironic, that question.
Do you think?
Don't you think?
Possibly.
Bizarrely, Courtney Cummings has asked you the exact same question.
Oh, really? God, well, maybe, maybe exclusive for you.
Maybe you should go on, like, a Sunday tabloid and just do it all again.
Maybe I should,
for 10 years later.
I know. There's not many Sunday tabloids left.
Are you allowed to, because John has asked this question, very topical.
Mm.
Well, have you ever been hacked?
Ooh. I have been hacked. Yeah, I have been.
Is it as commonplace as people make out?
It's a bit like Debrett's, I think. You know, it's like the who's who. I was getting a bit disappointed that I wasn't hacked, to be honest. Do you know what I mean? I was like, come on, give me the phone call. You know.
Even the likes of Abby Titmus has come out of the woodwork and said she's been hacked.
Everyone's been hacked. It's the new accessory.
Do you know when they did it?
Yeah, it was very early on, I think. I mean, I wasn't that... I kind of knew it was going on anyway, so... I wasn't that stressed about it, and nothing came out at the time. So I think the guy was really bored. I think he was like, this guy's so on rock and roll, just do something. You know what I mean?
Are you on the phone to your mum going,
I'm probably like chatting to my friend about, you know, Antiques Roadshow or something. He probably got, you know, switched off.
Keep your questions coming for Will. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Katy Perry's next.
Key 103, Manchester.
The Saturdays and Higher. This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. It is time to bid farewell to Will Young.
Don't leave right now.
You get that all the time.
I'm off to have a Wagamama's.
All right.
Oh my God.
Jesus. What? I'm off to have a Wagamama's. It's
Thank
fine.
Goodness.
It's fine.
Thank goodness it ended with... Go, my mamas.
This is live radio.
Before you go, are you going to watch X Factor now? Cheryl's not on it. I've been asking everyone this. I'm quite upset by it.
Yeah.
I'm glad Louis's still on, though.
I think... I mean, you don't know how it's going to work, do you? You know what I mean?
No, this is true.
My favourite part of the last time you were here was... It was just after you'd done that, I think. And we were talking about what Cheryl smelled like, and we'd had reports from all her friends and contestants that she smelled like candy floss and perfume, and you went, smell like Marlboro Lights to me.
Oh, I love Cheryl, though.
That's probably why I liked her even more.
What did you make of Nicole going on the X Factor US? We don't like her anymore. We don't like her.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Who knows what went on?
It is what
That's when you want to be invisible and get into those meetings and find out.
Simon Cowell. What goes on in
Evil
that line?
Genius. Jealousy is August 21st. Album, day after, August 22nd.
Day after, yeah. And then I've got the TV special 27th, yeah.
And big tour. Look at all these
I know, places. Look at all those dates. And then I'll go on a nice holiday.
Yeah. Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas.
Amazing.
Do we know when the video's going to be out?
I think it's out in a couple of weeks. Okay. Actually, yeah, I'm really excited about it. I get to see it soon. And then it should be another week, and then it's out. I think it could be the best one yet.
Fact.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Let them switch on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think it could be.
That's going some way.
Yeah, it was really cool to do.
Thank you very much for coming
to see
us.
Thank you. It's been a real laugh.
Should we do final
Geisha Clap?
Will Young!
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.